The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
On News Talk.
This is Jonathan Healy filling in for Kieran Cuddihy this evening. I am delighted to be joined in studio by the wonderful Jennifer Zamparelli. Jen, it's lovely to see you.
It's great to be here. Thanks for having me.
You're back in a radio studio again.
It's lovely. This is quite nice. This is quite clean. There's no pressure. Well,
I'm not sure what you're saying about Radio Centre there. But anyway, you are here to talk about a role I didn't see you in, right?
Mm-hmm. Yes. Oh, thanks very much.
Yeah, I just didn't see it as possible that you would do this particular role. But you are the narrator in the Rocky Horror Show.
I am. And I'm kind of terrified and excited and all those emotions. It's just such an iconic show. And I said in passing to Stephen Falloon, who's the artistic director for the board, gosh, ages ago when I did their launch, I said, my dream is to do more theatre. And I think he kind of just put that in his back pocket. And then this role came up and they asked me to do it. And it was like a hell yes. So there was like no hesitation. I didn't even think about standing on stage with all these amazing professionals from the West End. I didn't even think about having to sing The Time Warp. I didn't think about any of that. I just was like, let's give it a go.
Well, you said you wanted to do theatre.
Yeah.
This is the Rocky Horror Show.
Yes.
This is theatre on stilts, possibly with tights.
And steroids. Rest, yeah.
It's mad.
I love this show in particular, because I really think it was really ahead of its time, you know, back in the 70s. And it's a celebration of love and the LGBTQ+ community. And I think, you know, with Pride coming up and everything that's going on in the world, we need to show, you know, that we are allies and we are friends of the community. And this is just such a joyous show to be part of. And it's mad and it's funny. And it's outrageous and it's sexy and it's all of those things. So to have the opportunity to stand beside Jason Donovan.
Yes, casual name drop there.
Is quite special. So I can't wait.
I didn't realise you had worked with Jason Donovan previously.
I don't think he will remember that either.
If you're listening, Jason.
Yeah, I did Priscilla, Queen of the Desert with him many years ago and I played his wife and it was more of a character role and I had to, you know, do the accent and sing a song and audition and all that kind of stuff. So it was very different to this. But he's a lovely man and he is just at his peak and he's so good in this particular role. It's like I'm just going to turn into a man. Like he was my childhood, you know, crush in Neighbours. The wedding, like him and Charlene got married on telly and the nation watched it. We're devastated.
Maybe stop talking now in case he is listening because that could come through to what's happening on stage. You obviously, you're a busy woman. You were busier because you used
Not at the moment.
Yeah, used to be a daily radio show as well.
Yeah.
You stepped back from that because you wanted to give more time to your family. Is this a way of kind of doing that? So you still get that energy burst of going out on stage, but it's a short burst.
It's lovely to be able to make those decisions and take these opportunities and go, oh, does it fit in with my family life at the moment? Is it something different? Does it excite me? And now I have the brain space to do that. But really, I took time off radio because I'm over 40 now and I have to take an obscene amount of supplements. I have to walk 10,000 steps a day and I have to lift weights. I don't know how any woman does it on a full-time job.
With so children.
It's exhausting.
Yeah.
It's exhausting, my age bracket in particular. And I've been told I'm heading towards menopause and complete misery. So I needed the time to process all of that, you know.
Do you enjoy the whole on stage thing? Because when you're on radio, I feel like I'm in a glass box shouting at myself, right? And I always forget that there are people listening. But, you know, are you intimidated by that whole being on stage thing? Not because of the audience, but because you have to work with the people who are there.
That's scary, being the new girl coming into a production like this, because they've been touring this show and they're all West End actors. But I suppose when I do Dancing with the Stars, we film it in front of a live studio audience. It's live telly, so you have that kind of added
somebody
pressure.
Falls over, you have
and
to cover it.
I don't know if anybody who's ever been to see Dancing with the Stars, I will always interact with the audience in ad breaks and before the show and I'll go out and
well, that's not what I heard. I say you turned. I've heard you turned your back on them. Yeah, that's what I heard.
Well,
yeah.
That could be true. Who said that?
No names. But it's important because you need that engagement with the audience. You're not a robot on stage.
No, you're not. And I do think the scary thing about doing the Rocky Horror Show is I know I probably have one good show in me, but do I have eight? Is like, I don't, like, hopefully it's about consistency and it's a craft and all of that. I'm dying to learn, I suppose, and try out.
You obviously are still doing telly, which is Dancing with the Stars.
Haven't got the call yet.
Oh, really?
I'm telling you now.
If they're listening.
Am I back? Who knows? That's the thing about this industry. You just never know what is around the corner. And that call never comes to me until like very late summer. And you're always kind of going, oh, it'd be nice to do again. Am I back? Am I not? You just don't know.
Can I make a request on behalf of most of the people who loved telly about 10 years ago? Could you please bring back Bridget and Eamon?
Will you pay for it? Because RTÉ won't. Apparently they've...
But do you know, when you're looking at the telly, or looking at your Instagram and all these, the old clips of Bridget and Eamon just keep coming back on my feed. You don't get a bob for them, which is devastating for you and for your co-stars. But it's almost like it's aged like a fine wine.
My friend works in a hospital in California. She's a nurse and she's of Irish origin. She lived here for a while. Anyway, she was over there and she goes, I have to tell you a story. I was looking after this woman in the hospital, and this American woman said, oh my God, you're Irish. Oh, I'm watching this show at the moment and I just absolutely love it. And my friend's like, oh, what's the show? What's the Irish show? She said, Bridget and Eamon. My friend was like, that's my friend. She's still, and it was just wild. Just only a couple of weeks ago, because it's shown on Hulu over there. And it's really bizarre because when it went to America, it kind of blew up. We were getting like these mad reviews, great reviews, unlike here, in like Canadian newspapers and all over the place. It's just quite a bizarre thing, you know? And I'm very proud to say that we got 4 series out of it. Like, that's kind of unheard of, you know, for a comedy.
Well, RTÉ, and not wishing to disrespect your former employer and possibly future employer.
I won't hear of it.
Yeah, indeed. They always had a weird relationship with comedy, didn't they? I mean, you think of the whole Father Ted debacle and it had to go to the BBC, or to Channel 4.
You know, here's Republic Italy, a show that's doing really well and ran for 13 series. Let's get rid of it.
Yeah. It's just odd.
Do you know what? It's just telly. It's just, like I said, the nature of the beast. And sometimes it's absolutely right and we're just all devastated to see it go. But Bridget and Eamon, it had its time. I couldn't smoke another fake fag. I think I smoked 800 in the course of making the show. I would love to do something else. I think they need to fall asleep in 1989 and wake up in 1990 and they're in their shiny tracksuits and it's the World Cup, you know?
Yeah, I think so. You can bring a little bit of the snapper to it.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Eamon sets up
there
a chipper.
You go.
Look, to be honest with you, we will watch those clips with gusto, but you are performing in the Borgash Energy Theatre, the Rocky Horror Show. It's running from the 11th to the 16th of August 2025. Tickets still available?
Tickets are, but get them now because Jason Donovan is very popular.
Yeah. Again, Jason, if you're listening, she's okay. She's not. We can vouch for her. Jennifer Zamparelli, it's been a pleasure. Thanks for coming in.
Thank you.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Weekdays from 4 on News Talk.